Buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is January 23rd, 2018. No guests today, so we're going to be playing a lot of music. We'll be back with Tayshawn and Tia after this. Tayshawn is working on some magic of his own behind the scenes. And we're live right now on the Facebook, but we're doing something different. It's an audio program rather than video. I think this is what we're going to do every other week. So if you're on Facebook, let us know if you're feeling this. If you're not on Facebook and you want to check that out, Facebook/LFOD Radio. We're also on Twitter @LiveFreeODRadio and Instagram @LFOD Radio. And shout out to everyone tuned in live on the FM airwaves as well. Oh, someone just chimed in. That's what's up. And, yeah, so like I said, we're playing a lot of music today. If you missed the Mass Apparel episode. That is up now on iTunes, Google, LFODradio.com, wherever. You just type LFOD into your podcast app. That was dope. It was fun chilling with the boys and talking about fashion, music, their role in the scene, etc., etc. And if you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some clean records. We're back next week. We got Darius Haywood with us, so it'll be a few weeks before we play them, but I'm real excited for that. We're going to get right into the music, though. This one is from Rose Gold. That's spelled RSXGLD. It's called Over Your Shoulder. It features Elzai. It's off their new album, which is pretty good. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Is everyone here looking much older? Our communication's feeling much colder.
Think I shoot the twinkle out your eye before you blink quick. Spit rip, always got a line like I'm Pink's it. Weed is never catch me slacking like some wingtips. Sip a bottle thinking about the lot I wrapped around, but feeling like I never graduated with my cap and gown patted down. I don't trust a soul, you need to pat them down. I'm petty like the penny would be for me and Danny Brown. For me to cultivate it, so the way it's cool to finesse it. Know the basics, show your faces better be the same as when your mouth speak. Pull up on your new to your agenda like in South Beach. Now for them sleeping on me, they can count sheep. I'll reach out and get them ghosts, I call them Styles P. These grown men and they feelings, I swear they need to stop. And while we at it, please forget my number when the Yeezys drop. I broke the side button, yo, my ringer, now I'll eat the hot. Call your girl to put my love below up in the speaker box. Reefer got me on another planet, now we level up. Do my dirt alone, cause don't be leaving well enough. Metal tuck, eye on my opponent, wish me better luck. Pour a shot and toast, cause know I'm sipping from the devil's cup.
Never trust a man unless he show his hand. Recognize your worth and learn the only life you know is grand. Stop pointing fingers when it's concerning your issues. Read between the lines and find that signs can turn into missed clues, words and whispers. Actions speak loud, never follow or seek. Crowds take every critique. Proud with your head up and never let money change you. When it's exchanged through transactions, cause I've seen it rearrange few. Ignorance bliss, but knowledge is power. Sometimes you gotta stop just to acknowledge the flower. Believe half of what you're hearing. Peep out the whole scene and keep your piss right. You won't parole clean as if you roll green and walk the straight and narrow. Represent your town, stay in barrel. Never throw in the towel like Creighton Barrow. And keep your eggs in one basket. The truth can also be ugly when you unmask it. Patience is key, decisions are doors. Windows are opportunities that shut closed. Follow your heart and your mind, only if your gut knows. Appreciate your highs, but lows are blessings in disguise. Always take heed to the lessons and the wise man with a legitimized plan. Provide praise. If you ain't front, I turn your back on them. Look at them sideways, 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 sideways.
Buddha bless.
Yeah, yeah.
We want the
champ.
Expressional.
Stop. Yeah. Fresno's in your area. Yeah. Stop. Gold chain in the area. Yeah. Take a carrier. Yeah. Into the danger zone, where only strangers roam. My change of tone from the solar race planet Asia showing. Stop all the foolishness. I feel the shackles from the tabernacle where the golden statue of the Buddha sits. Culinary killer, top biller. Headliner, I'm a hardcore artist. No preservatives or pop fillers. A cult fan base, my niche is carved. Don't try to downplay it, this is large. Apocalypse now, proper bombing. Aiming fire, a million rappers. All I see is walking zombies. Real live wire. You
just a high sider. Talk about catching the fade with a prize fighter. Got Planet Asia fiends lining up like it's the first. The treasure chest of the chancellor was Egyptian merch. Hit your top five, yeah. I bet I spit the sickest verse. As yeah. I illuminate the room, tune in and quench your thirst.
Salute the Pharaoh, Drake the Ferragamo. The Ace on Ice, the Kush wrapped in Fronto. Straight out the Fila era. Dookie roll Buddha charm, hopping out of Porsche Carrera.
See that?
Study the game like a scientist.
Like a scientist.
For every hater that's rewinding this.
That?
It's the G-O-D-R Dynast. The ghetto's finest. Spray shots at your
21 gun salute. I'm all about lump sum salute. I hate the one who only wanna bump gums and shoot the next down. My next style, Buddha fist, reptile, X-File, honorary thugging out your guest lounge. This is for my niggas in San Quentin and Wayside, LA side, Bayside, San Diego, Fresno, CA side, live soldier salute. From the state prison of Corcoran to Chino, from youth authority, housing is by the thousands. Superiority of no supremacy can drown me. Carve my own niche in Cali lounging. The niggas better learn to stay out the way. With this dish, bet I could beat Bobby Flay. I am bad. Rappers frontin' like they some kind of chiefs. Though it's slim, I chance victory like the common thief. My mind is vivid, yeah. The rhyme's exquisite. I'm so dope, yeah. Feel like I'm doing lines, yeah. When I spit it, yo, yeah.
Salute the Pharaoh, Drake the Ferragamo. The Ace on Ice, the Kush wrapped in Fronto. Straight out the Fila era. Dookie roll Buddha charm, hopping out of Porsche Carrera.
See that?
Study the game like a scientist.
Like a scientist.
For every hater that's rewinding this.
That?
It's the G-O-D-R Dynast. The ghetto's finest. Spray shots at your highness.
It's off lumber out here.
SMS audio.
Summer heat, hot murder plots. Getting shot, chrome rims for sixes. One wheel, one jigsaw. Throw it up, one hand. Wave back at the bitch if I'm silent. Right before I snap, I'm violent. I cut myself to tussle. I'm the boss in the muscle. Boy, I feed y'all air brass knuckles. Good income creeping through the fog. If you're scared, get a dog. Get a male, cause a bitch will get you both in the mall. Now peep the punchlines, I'm punching these are knockout flows. I'm cyber pimping, I'm so new wave, I got sci-fi. Boy, this is next level madness. That's why my money stack quick. 12 V's, V12s, half of them triple black. Still plus gluttony, greed, jealousy, envy me. Your pride's blurring your vision, see I'm where I'm supposed to be. On top of the underground, still gritty, still run the city, still M, Dre, and 50. Off with me, I'm a usual suspect when it's a hit. Turn up the volume, you hear my voice, yeah, this the shit, it's just the shit.
Pardon me, please, may I speak to you?
Yeah, can I speak to you?
I feel this is something.
You know, I just do what I want to do.
Don't
yeah,
to
stop
me.
Who gonna stop me? Huh? You can talk that shit lying around. When I come, you can hear crickets. They'll say I'm a fan.
Pistols and bad bitch, hustlers and bad business. Rapping was just a hobby, that hobby turned to a million. Had that oxy for sale, you can get it 50 a pill. You sniff it all, let it grill. Grab the foil, you know the drill. Money, power, and drugs, my only reason to love. Never play cops or robbers, well, we play Crips and Bloods. Like who the pimp saying, who the slugs? 211 on hookers, purses. Another double of purchase, like 100 meters from churches. Got more forgive me, but it still was worth it. Man, I swear I needed some change. Chains, golden rings, and things. Again, watch videos and thank them dudes who rags the hardest. But real lows know that that type of mission make you a target. Either the pigs or I'ma get you while you playing ball. Hunt you like an animal, strapped with a beam that's Adderall. 50 told me ambition wins when your talent ain't working. I say I'd rather relapse than reenact Curtis and put that work in. Yeah.
Fix
I speak to you.
You see that?
TDE.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I like that.
Don't fuck around and make a trip.
Q. First name school, middle name boy.
Yeah.
Q.
Yeah.
Get it right. Oh, don't get fucked up.
Plus if you want to, I send you home broke again. It ain't a secret, I get money, use a joke again. Make what you make in like 2 years, less than a month again. Fix out the south side, but we up again. Yeah.
Live Free or Die Radio. That was we kicked things off with Rose Gold, Over Your Shoulder, featuring Elzai. That's off their new album, RSX GLD. No relation to the Still Gold Boys, but dope all the same. In the middle, we have Planet Asia, Shots at Your Highness, featuring Turban. And we finish things off with 50 Cent, Can I Speak to You, featuring Schoolboy Q. We played that for Tia, because Tia's trying to bring beef to the podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to bring no beef. What?
How so?
Not I.
This is news to me. What's going on?
Well, we asked what topics we could talk about today, and Tia wanted to talk about beef because of 50.
Oh, yeah.
And we usually try to stay peaceful and like promote positivity and things like that, but you want to get real negative, so.
It's not getting real negative. It's just old beef.
Old beef.
That's getting rehashed because Ja Rule wants clout. So
you know he had a show with Still Gold the night before.
Are you serious?
Really? Yeah, I swear they amped him up and he woke up feeling himself.
Really?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they put the battery in his back.
Well,
they put a charged battery into him, dog.
Fully charged.
My whole thing was, why did dude come out here with hashtag tiggle booty? Of all to say. One of his tweets. What was it that he said? Wait, I'm going to find it right now. I have it pulled up. He said, I really don't understand why people like 50 Cent, a.k.a. hashtag power bottom.
Oh, wow.
He hates on any black man or woman with success. He hates on Diddy and Jay on Empire. Come on now. Why are you beefing with Taraji? Hashtag tickle booty.
Wow. He's sending shots, yo.
He said, whole hashtag.
Boom. Boom.
I think that just speaks to the mindset. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there.
I know it speaks to the mindset, but he was like, nah, son.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm amping up for this one.
What are you doing?
Wow. That's crazy, man.
I don't know. 50's a bully.
Yeah.
That's
why he beefs
with
everybody.
Though.
Like, that question answers itself. Like, that's been his promo game since he came in. Without a Rob, he just beefs with people. Like,
exactly.
I don't know why you would even ask. It's like,
yeah, it's just like, that's literally.
Why is water wet?
Everybody. It's been
water
everybody.
Water is not wet.
You know what I'm saying? It's that. Just like, you have to kind of. Wait, 50 wasn't a battle rapper, was he?
I mean, he was. He's got mad. He's got a lot of dubs under his belt from beefs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I would say he's a battle rapper, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, he wasn't like a URL rapper.
Oh, no.
If that's what you meant. Everyone kind of is a battle rapper from, well,
no,
not everyone, but you had to, you know, be ready to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
At any point, right?
A little bit more, yeah. Well, because it's like you would go to the party and there could only be one MC there at a time. Like,
oh yeah, of course.
You know,
and then dudes, it'll be like on the get down, like dudes will just walk up on you and be like, oh yeah, you ain't got the bars. You ain't got no bars. And it's like, oh really? And then it's like a rap battle. Everybody makes like a big circle. And then all of a sudden a dude is like throwing a random mic into the crowd and he's just rapping. He's like, yeah, that's why your feet stink. Like he's bugging.
Do you wish it was still like that?
Yes, yo. For real. I wish someone would stop me at a party and be like, you ain't got bars today. I'll be like, oh yeah, where?
Did that really happen? Or is that just in like really bad like old movies?
Nah, you had to like, if you were like if someone was rapping and getting all the attention and you were a better rapper, you were gonna go take that attention.
That's pretty funny.
That's how it was back in the day, you know?
But it kept like, you sharp, you know?
Now like, dude just hop on Twitter and be like, I'm a better rapper than him because I have more album sales. Oh my God. And it's just like
50 did that too.
It'd be what?
50 like is responsible for all of that.
That's crazy. Are you serious?
He changed the mixtape game with his run in the early 2000s, and then he made it about sales more than anybody. He like has low key impacted the game, not low key, high key impacted the game in a lot of different ways.
I feel like
I'm a 50 Cent stan.
A little invalid.
What's invalid?
The whole record sales thing.
Oh, as a track? Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, just got a million people buy your album.
Why?
There's more than a million stupid people in America.
He did file for bankruptcy at one point.
That was a hustle.
That was a lie?
I really feel like that was a hustle, yeah. I think he did fine on that. Like, he won, like, all those cases that came out. I think he's fine.
Oh, no, I know, of course he's fine now. This
You'd rather he had money, to be honest.
He has mad movies coming out. He's eating.
Yeah.
He has power and he has Den of Thieves that's out right now, so he's eating.
Yeah.
Den of Thieves.
People, I'm definitely a 50 stan, but I was downloading his like mixtapes like for years after people thought he fell off. He never fell off like quality wise.
No.
He just
I feel like the wave rode somewhere else, not towards.
You can't
his style.
Do it forever, and when you're that like much of a bully, you don't make friends. And I feel like what happened to 50 is like if he had never gotten as big as he got, people would still be talking about him as one of the best, and like one of the best like that never made it. Like I feel like when you get that good, people expect your like bars to elevate, and like they expect like next level artistry. But he was never more than a gangster rapper. But then all of a sudden he was a household name, and people were like, oh, so this guy should be, you know, really artistic and blow my mind. He's like, nah, nah, like I'm good at what I do, but I'm gonna keep making the same song for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 50's got some jams like that Schoolboy song, which you never heard because wasn't cool to listen to 50 Cent like 3 years ago.
50 Cent? What? That's garbage.
Yeah.
In the club? Who listened to In the Club?
Oh, everybody listened to In the Club.
I know everybody listened to In the Club.
Well, I didn't mean for this to be a 50 Cent show, but I want to play a few more records. But first, we were talking beef. So beef is tough to talk about because on the one hand, like you don't want to... celebrate it because like it's not cool, but on the one hand, like the better beefs like are people who are about what they're taught, so I feel weird commenting on it, but
Sam's looking at me like
well, it's like really, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I remember being a kid, like you get to a certain age though and you're like, oh, this might not be cool, but you hear stories and you're like, whoa, those dudes are really beefing, that's awesome. But then like a rational adult is like, okay, we should probably try to end that, like but like you'd hear like, oh, he really shot that dude, like damn, like
some
so I don't know what
have
you
to happen, though.
Yeah, some of them have to go there, but I mean nothing has to go there, positivity. But what's your favorite beef then, Tia?
Ooh.
Yo, can I start?
No.
I literally said Tia. Fine, go ahead.
No, do not. If you cave to him now, it's going to be like this all year.
You're right. I don't want to do that.
You have to stand your
ground. You're right. Okay. Well, my favorite beefs, because these are the ones that I can remember, because, you know, I haven't been on this planet for too long. My favorite beef would have to be the Nicki and Lil' Kim beef.
Okay.
And, well, it's my favorite to talk about, but it's not my favorite beef ever, because I really feel like Lil' Kim was snubbed in that whole beef. Like, Nicki's diss track to Lil' Kim is way inferior, and that's the one that blew off because she's Nicki Minaj. And, you know, I'm a Nicki stan, but that made me really mad because Lil' Kim's song, like, slapped. It was really good, and it had so many good points, and it kind of killed her, but it didn't really, so, yeah.
It's about memes now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Same way Jay got all those points for the Summer Jam screen. It's like...
Yeah,
more than ever, it's about popular. The popular artist usually wins, but... Because people make the argument for their...
Not with the Remy Nicki beef, though. Not with that one, but that's rare.
That
you think Remy won that?
Remy won because everyone was saying, because all of Nicki's singles last year kind of flopped after the whole Sheether thing came out.
Mm. That one record did good, no?
Shit, like.
But relative to her, they were flops.
Yeah.
I feel like my girl Cardi came in and stole all the shine.
Right when Sheether came out, that's when Cardi started getting popping.
Yeah.
Of course.
Illuminati.
Yeah. I love Cardi. Tay, what's
good? Oh, yeah. All right, so boom. The Ice Cube versus NWA beef, that was crazy.
That was very real.
It was very real.
I saw the movie.
No Vaseline was violation on so many terms. I'm not like, oh, yo. This dude came at everybody. Just because he thought Easy mentioned him on one song, he's like, is he talking about me? And he makes a whole song. Cube was really with it, bro. I was just like, wow, that is insane. Granted, it didn't really get too physical. I don't think so. I don't think it got like really, really physical. Not like, you know, Tupac and Biggie, where like dudes were literally like, yo, if you step in my town or if you step in my section, like you're going to get killed. I don't think it was like that serious. But like,
that's pretty serious with him and Cypress Hill.
Hmm?
Cube and Cypress Hill, I mean, they had his chain and everything.
Oh yeah, of course. Like that was serious. But like, it was strictly in music though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like he thought they wrote something about him and he just straight up dissed them, and like everybody just knew. They was like, oh yeah, like Cube, I don't know, man. Q kind of did his thing on that.
Yeah.
It's like Q kind of did his thing on that. It wasn't even like, oh, you just have to like give props to Eazy-E. It was just kind of like, ooh, like he came as your boy. Like he kind of gave him the guillotine with that track, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the thing about that. That's kind of how I felt with Pac and Big. But like it got bigger than rap. So that's why I'm like, damn. Like, but in terms of just like, you know, it's staying in hip hop.
Yeah.
Just staying like, you know, in the realm of the culture. I would say that's the best beef because it literally was focused. It wasn't focused around like, oh, if I see you in the street, I'm gonna kill you. This and that and the third. Like they kept it in the culture. And they wasn't like outside, you know, talking about like, you know, killing each other or whatever. Mm. And even if they did, it never really got to that point.
Right.
You know, so if anything, it just got to a point where it was like, yeah, I'm gonna diss you here and there. But it's like, if I see you, like, it's animosity because, you know, we dissing each other. You feel me?
Right.
But that's pretty much how I see it, you know?
Yeah, that one, that song too, like. Like you said, it's wild, the things that were said. But it's funny because you listen to it now and like you have to think. Like a lot of people, I think, have been like dulled down because they're used to battle rappers saying wild stuff. But it's like you have to understand everything he said, like he was standing behind. Like every, like, even though it sounds like simple, even like the Snoop Dogg stuff, the Tim Dogg disses, where he's literally just talking about putting parts of his body into your mouth and things like that, and it's like it sounds like a like second grade diss, but he's like, nah, like this is what, like it's so disrespectful. And it's like now you're like, all right, but it's like, nah, there was like actual weight behind that, which is what I mean about that part where it can get real. Like that kind of has to be there to give the real weight. I don't know.
Exactly. It's like if you could stand behind what you're saying, then that just makes it even better.
It's wild.
But it's like they kept it like straight hip hop because Q got hella personal on that.
Very personal.
He got real personal, and I was like, bruh, I would want to fight if somebody said something like this about me. But it never happened. That's why I was like, yeah, this is like the best rap beef ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, it was just because it was focused.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like they knew it wasn't going to get to a certain point, but it was focused. They kept it in there. It wasn't like they killed each other or like, you know, dudes was like, oh yeah, I'm going to murder you because of what you said about Eazy-E. They kept it focused.
Right.
So I dig
you like
that.
It on wax. It should be for the most part.
That's how it should be.
I don't know what my favorite is. I just typed diss into my iTunes and I have 59 songs. So like I was collecting it. My boy Leo tell you, I was like a beef connoisseur back in like the 90s days or the Napster days. Like I had like every diss. I had this rare LP Slug diss that literally kept me from ever listening to Anticon ever because of it. I would write off entire labels, but I can't find it. It got deleted and I've never found it again. But I don't know, my favorites, the Jada Beanie diss got wild. That beef got crazy. Pretty much everything 50 was involved with was great, with like Jada, with Rock, like game stuff. Dude, I have a Yuck Mouth diss on here. I have all sorts of random stuff, but anything that happened in the 2000s, because I was like paying attention.
Yeah.
So I was like, why? Like, oh man.
I gotta tap back into the Beanie Siegel and the 50 beef, because
wow. You wanna know what I think?
Nah,
the
D Block Rockefeller.
Oh yeah, I gotta tap into that too.
That actually almost got really bad.
But yeah, 50 in game, like that was more or less of like a friendship torn apart from the music industry type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think 50 Cent has like two friends. I don't think they were ever friends.
No, it was like game thought they was close, you feel me? And then that happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like tight about that.
I swear they like made up recently.
No. I think they did something. No. They did something for like, you know, hey, like we can be in the same room. It's not like with Ja where he's like, it's on site all the time. It was like, it was more industry. I think so. It's like they're definitely not cool, like, and ever hanging. Like,
it wasn't like, ever gonna like go over each other's
house. No, because they did a G Unit. They did a quick G Unit reunion.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if I have no idea. I did it for a minute and then I lost track. But we gotta play some music. All right. So that was our negativity for 2018. We'll be back with less of that after this. We're gonna wash the palate with this Bakari JB. This is Glory featuring Tizzy, produced by Latrell James. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Revolutionary method music, get us choosing everything but less excuses. Shout out to the kings and queens with everything to lose, they never lose it.
There's so much glory in the story.
Watching my highs or my demise, laugh now, cry later.
Yeah. Try some of those.
Evil remains, world ain't really changed. Moments of feeling anger, next moment you entertain. Laugh through the pain, my. It be those same celebs you seeing it starstruck, same time, see them appropriating the cartridge. Cry later. Different now, you see my whole world different now. You in the sky, baby.
better learn to fly before your spaceship hits the ground. Tell me who should get the crown. You see, this is what you get for now. I see the whole world different now. You see my whole world's different now. From raps and movies to black is beauty. Cop didn't feel the same, felt he had to shoot me. Laugh now, cry. All fun and games, screaming out gang gang, until little homie pull up, put a bullet through a brain. Laugh now, cry later. Let me say this. Some fake woke like they don't have any flaws. Some too turnt, don't represent any cause. Life's a balance, we live in ours. Lanes, giving their opinion on her persona. My, wear your hair, make up the way you wanna. The man's opinion. Some people hoping to build, some hoping to heal. Talking to a profile, hoping it's real, for real. I see the whole world different now. You see my whole world's different now. You in the sky, better learn to fly before your spaceship hits the ground. Tell me who should get the crown. You see, this is what you get for now. I see the whole world different now. You see my whole world different now.
I'm back in the hood, like what's good? My cousin called, told me he coming through. Like, yo, what up? Why you back, bruh? See, you should be laying tracks with J. Cole, and who knows, maybe he signed your. See, I don't know just how this rap thing go, but from the looks of it, you closer than most that I know, so please explain. Way I see it, bruh, you paving lanes. What you don't believe, cause boy, your songs did some things with me. Had me thinking we was trapped, but Luke, you set us free. Stay focused when it's right for you, it's meant to be. Every time I play a song, you gain a fan. You the man, drop a song, what you waiting on? You in high demand and that's life. Only one time to get it right, take a flight. View this world from a different height and see this hood still the same. No matter how you view it, you got dreams, I just rather you pursue it. Just promise you never change, I don't care just how you do it. You ain't gotta prove. And see this hood still the same, no matter what you doing. So for you, I empty out a whole clip.
I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Took two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Took two steps back just to get it right.
As I let the Chevy skate like Trey Wins back in the day, wishing upon these stars like God show me the way, cause ain't no looking back. Been in the trap so long, I'm tired of shooting back. Keep your eyes peeled, don't let the steel hit you. Envy be that chill with you. That's why I can never trust these. Trigger finger itching, contemplating, should I pull it? Lost more friends to
than a bullet. Brother Pooh called me up, he tell me stay consistent. The fact that you yourself, that's what make you different. Like the gold chains, diamond rings. Keep your eyes on the prize, that don't make a difference. Cause you're still a young king without the bling. Keep your eyes on the prize, shine on these.
I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. That's back, just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Took two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. Still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. I'm still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right. Still slumming while I'm chasing life. Two steps back just to get it right.
Loot, still slumming, turned into LFODradio.com. Before that, we have brand new Black Milk. Laugh Now, Cry Later. He's got an album coming out real soon, 2 weeks, I believe. And we kick things off with Bukari JB Glory featuring Tizzy. That is off 24 and 24.
Ooh, wow.
We were just talking about, ooh, clear your throat next time. That's
that was disgusting.
We were just talking about submissions, and we actually got a decent amount this week, so that's good. But we want to keep them coming in. Tayshawn's about to hit up all his people, and submissions at LFODradio.com. If you are an artist, you should send us your records, because we're playing what we get. Speaking of which, so we were posting about stuff today,
yeah,
and the homie Ron Beatty hit us up.
Whoa.
Y'all weren't here, but Ron was, he was the second out-of-town artist to call in and do a phone interview with us.
Really?
We linked up with him through the gram, and he said he was going to hit us back when he had some new stuff. So first of all, if you didn't hear the Ron Beatty interview, that's on SoundCloud/LFOD. He's out of North Carolina. And he's got a new record out. It's coming out Friday. We got the premiere. It's not even out till Friday.
And we already got it?
Ba, 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 ba.
Wow.
So shout out to Ron Beatty. And that's a good point too, because once you link up, if we like your music, once we start playing it, that's like a relationship we're going to keep going. So now he gets it done through DMs. He's hitting us like, yo, can I send that? Can we do this? And yes, we can. So Ron Beatty, shout out to you, my man. Check out that interview, haven't. And then we're about to do the world premiere. World premiere.
World premiere.
New record. Infinite. Wait. World premiere.
Clear
world.
Your throat.
The new record, Infinity by Ron Beatty. Dropping Friday, Family First Records collaboration. Shout Ron Beatty, shout out the whole North Carolina. Shout Black Milk, who just tweeted back at us for that record. Yo, man, we are looking forward to your music as well. And shout out Ron Beatty, this is Infinite. This is Infinity. You're hearing it here first. Live Free or Die Radio. We will be back right after this.
Whoop. Whoop.
Your boy heading to the city, yeah. Grab my bags for the plane gate, big two-piece Pajango chicken, yeah. Laid over in Charlotte on my way to the A, ain't coming back without the millions, yeah. She texts back, be safe, boot up, but when has that ever made a difference, yeah. I guess it's just the fact that I'm different, got to think and I'ma change a lifestyle. Really got no patience, want it all right now. And I said we, cause it's a squad, I'm in charge right now. You missed the old me, well I evolved right now. Dozed off, woke up thinking life's crazy. See a buy book in that next flight, maybe. Possibly remember everybody who doubted me. Got too many too proud of me. Damn, girl, you hit the lottery.
Don't you wanna ride this high?
Don't you wanna ride this high now?
Pack your bags and I'll take all night.
Pack your bags, girl.
I'ma let it count it up. Baby, come and ride this high with me, yeah. I'ma let it count it up. Say she wanna ride this high. Yeah. So I land in Atlanta, post up in Vine City, old hood gon' bananas, yeah, bro. Bro, nigga, drive a Honda, homeboy, got a phantom bagging bitches at random, there you go. I ain't friend like the masses, I'ma get it how I live it. I'm just here to make it happen, I know. And nothing happened overnight, love is infinite. With you, you changed my life. Since we talking about it, I remember one night up in Folly. Scared to pull out my wallet, $20 on me, please don't tell nobody. Jealous probably, you ain't got no money in that Buick. look, I'm sorry. Maybe I don't fit up in this party. She ain't calling, dreams of ballin', taking shots of Parmesan riding. I ain't got it. Ain't too much change from Burn City. 2 hours east of Raleigh, ask about me.
Freaks up all three and let's chill. They suck so good, I fell asleep at the wheel. Ho, I'm on fire, let's grease up the grill. I don't need a whole meal, I just need me an appetizer, enchilada, some burgers, a half a lobster, and a pasta. You swerving, just add a lot of avocado. I'm serving that crashing, driving past the lines in the Carolina. I got ties and I'm back on your back behind you. If I die, I come back as an anaconda. Swallow all of them, pause. Okay, I think they must got me fucked up. What's up? It's hard for these hoes to trust us. I ain't shit, I know I'm probably to blame now. For the reason why she done with gang now. I ain't shit. What happened to me? Nigga, what happened to you? You used to have it your way. Yeah, you used to be the man back in the day. Back when Ye had the back in the shade.
We just chillin', we just vibin'. This one hell of a time. Go tell your girlfriend, tell her girlfriends they can all come and slide. You like my style, you like my aura. I could see in your eyes now that you really like the boy. But what you like more is my lifestyle, oh yeah. We don't do nothing less, it's about progressing our minds. You can't hang with us if you just want a piece of that pie. Nah, I ain't trying to fit in, talk it, I live it, man, that's my style. Y'all talk about who did it, they ain't in the picture, man.
I guess that they finally hip to the plan, yeah. Back then they ain't understand, I guess the vision was just made for one man, yeah. The power was all in my hand, I start the wave, man, I'm the new Poseidon. Moving through the stages, yeah, it's cool, I'm rising. My whole life is racing, flying through the mountains. Trying to raise the wavelength, get in tune with knowledge. Yeah, this life's amazing. And honestly, what you make it. Treat it like putty, you gotta shape it. The blessings are plenty and for the taking. The dreams, they be petty, you gotta chase them. Can never slow down, man, you gotta pace it. Success be so sweet that you gotta taste it. For your own satisfaction and entertainment. Never for the hatred or the dollar faces. Ladies nowadays, they be asking me, what's your hair color, blonde or green? Honestly, the world may never know. Money on my mind, turn the pots of gold. On this glory road, and my whole team, they gon' roll for show. Homie Monty, he gon' roll the pots of stove. Light it up like the pots on the stove. See how high we go.
We just chillin', we just vibin'. This one hell of a time. Go tell your girlfriend, tell her girlfriends they can all come and slide. You like my style, you like my aura. I can see in your eyes now that you really like the boy. But what you like more is my lifestyle, oh yeah. We don't do nothing less, it's about progressing our mind. You can't hang with us if you just want a piece of that pie. Nah, I ain't trying to fit in, talk it, I live it, man, that's my style. Y'all talk about who did it, they ain't in the picture, man, it's right now. We don't do nothing less, it's about progressing our minds. You can't hang with us if you just want a piece of that pie. Nah, I ain't tryna fit in, talk it, I live it, man, that's my style. Y'all talk about who did it, they ain't in the picture, man, it's right now.
Live Free or Die Radio. That was Kyle Bent, Lifestyle, yes, featuring Joyner Lucas. And before that, we had the brand new Ron Beatty, Infinity. Live on Live Free or Die Radio.
Yes.
What'd y'all say it sounded like?
It sounded like the Boondocks
intro. It was giving me Boondocks vibes. Yes. I like that. The little flute in the back and then the trap instrumental. That was fire.
Ron, you got one, buddy. You got one. It's LFOD approved.
Yeah.
So that drops Friday, so keep an eye out for that.
I want to tell him, like, so he can hear it, though. So
he might be listening right now.
If you're listening, call in, please, so I can tell you straight up that that song was fire.
Yes.
855-915-9636.
Yes. Anyone call, actually.
No.
We just, only, we need friends.
We're
going to
play more music in a second.
Oh, never mind.
I want to bang out, like, 3 more songs. Next week, we're back with Darius Haywood.
Oh my God, I like him.
Very excited. And so we're going to play another submission. This is actually unique. It's a different type of record than we normally play. But it's also a request, which is new because we don't really get requests. And I feel like people are sleeping on that function here, you know? So if you rock with an artist, you can hit us up about them too and say, hey, can you play XYZ? Is someone really calling? Oh, yeah. My God.
That was quick.
Is this Ron Beatty?
You're on the air.
What's going on? What's up?
Is this Ron?
It's Ron Beatty.
What's happening?
Hey! What's good?
That was so quick.
I'm one of these artists that just post the link and don't listen. I'm one of those artists.
That's what's up, good, man. Hey, we're feeling the record.
Oh, yeah, yo, I like that.
I liked it so much. It sounded like the Boondocks intro.
It was super dope, man. I actually, I'm gonna tell Sam to forward it to me so I can keep it in my notes because I really like that song. That song was really cool, man.
That's what it does, man. That's actually produced by my boy SK, man. We both from North Carolina. He got an extensive track record. He just put out a single with Chris Brown. He did some more stuff with Trey Songz. He actually did Neighbors Know My Name. That's one of his biggest records.
What?
So, man, so we from the same area, man, and we just, you know what I'm saying, we just been working, man. So that's the first installment that we're going to put out to the people. So, man, I'm really excited, man, and thank y'all for being the first ones to check it out.
Hey, man, we got you, and I love that you show love to the producer.
Yeah.
You get
it. Man, look, man, you got to, man, because all these articles floating around about a producer don't get paid, like, bro, like, I'm not trying to come up missing, bro, by one of these, you know what I'm saying, producers.
Everybody eats,
like, every producer that I got, I need to pay him. I need to do whatever, man. But you know what I'm saying? Big up to all the producers out there, straight up, man.
Definitely.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Yo, man, well, thanks for calling. Thanks for sending us this. And when are you coming to Boston? When are we going to do this?
Man, I said I was going to come to Boston last year. I didn't get around to it because me and SK, we were actually creating. I was shooting a lot of the content we were going to drop over the next 6 months. But I just talked to my boy Ruben. He lives up there, man. So I'm going to make a real, real strong effort to come up there.
Keep us in the loop. We'll try to figure something out.
I can't deal with Patriots season.
Oh, you can't. I'm losing you. You're breaking up. Yo, man.
Don't be petty, Sam. Bring him over.
I'm so sorry, but if we win again, it's going to be so obnoxious, and I apologize.
What are y'all doing to win, man? What are y'all doing from year to year, man?
We're just consistent, and we do our jobs.
This is music, okay? We gonna keep it music. We gonna keep it music.
I don't know, man. I just think it's a professional organization, you know. And
can't with you,
man.
Call us after hours.
Yeah. We got it. Hey, you guys.
I got you, man.
Hey, man.
Give me the real deal.
Get Cam some weapons, man. What are you guys? You leaving him out here with nothing,
man? Cam has made a lot of mistakes this year too, man, so I'm not proud of the Panthers. Like, I always expect this. I always expect to be a super fan, and then I fade into a fan, and then I fade into an angry fan, and then I fade into just a tired fan because we lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those are the phases. So it's like, it's super ups and downs when you're a Panthers
fan. I can't really relate to any of those phases personally.
Yeah, man, you can't, man.
You're so...
Oops.
I don't do that. And you don't understand the struggle, man. You guys...
Hey, we lost 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, you know,
lost
big up to y'all. Shout out to New England, Boston, the whole area. Congrats to y'all on making it to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Please, you know what I mean? You know, it took everything in me to say that, but congratulations.
Thank you, Ron. We rock with you.
You know, we're not going to be losers, man. You
know? So, you're not. No losers. We rock with the single. Yeah. We're going to keep playing it, man, and we'll keep in touch. I'll shoot you my number. We'll talk. So let's figure out something when you get up here. We can do it right.
Let's do that, man.
All right, my man. Yo, thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning in. And yo, good luck with the single. Let's make some noise. All right.
You already, bro. Appreciate you, man.
All right, my man. Be good.
Have a good day.
Word, Ron Beatty.
That was so dope.
Shout out to Ron.
Yeah,
it's dope. That's interstate love happening right there. See, live free or die. That's what it's all about. What I was saying was this next record is a request. Someone said, hey, can you play this artist? And it was clean, and so we're going to play it. It's a little different. It's a little...
We like different.
It's cool. It's not rappity rap, but I say this to say that. Like, if you have an artist you rock with, like, we're keeping an eye out for stuff, but a lot of times we only get things if they hit our inbox. Like, we have people we listen to, and, you know, sometimes we write out a little bit. But usually we wait for them to hit us up, and you know, we're booked out to May. Did you guys see that? Did you see the new schedule?
Yeah.
We got to announce this real quick, actually. So we got all our guests lined up for the rest of the year, and they are as follows. Next week we have Darius Haywood.
Boom.
Woo-hoo.
2 weeks later, Noel Poncho.
Boom.
2 weeks after that, Fresh Out the Mint.
Boom.
2 weeks after that, Anson Raps.
Boom.
Then we have Latrell James.
Boom.
Chatham the Sun, Exeter
Boom.
Legend.
Boom.
Then we got Davon, dope producer
out of
New Hampshire,
Davon,
who's making crazy moves right now.
Yes, then bring him through.
Then we got G.I.'s, and we're finishing the season out with Tef Poe. So
yes.
Strong, very strong. Anyway, we're going to get in this record. It's by a dude named Isaiah McClain. So he hit up the right person who hit up the right person, and now he's on the radio.
Yeah.
This one is called Olivia Beck, and then we're going to just play some more records, but we're done for the day, so we'll be back next week, same time, 7 p.m., 91.5. Tayshaun, Tia, thank you for being a part of this.
You know
it. Of course. Woo-woo.
Shout out to Ron. Shout out to everyone tuned in on Facebook, on the FM, on the tweets, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be back next week. Live free or die.
Weaknesses, you need it, and even if you ain't gonna listen, I gotcha. I know I'm hard to talk to. We argue, I call you names, you call your friends, but then why should I let you talk too? What it costs to show your value, I shower you with the raw truth, empower you through acknowledging your divine. I start to stop too, let you know how much you need to mean to you. I pause just so you can see how you can stop time as I watch.
As my wife stops thinking, she washed away the whisper, so all that she can hear is that soul, heart, and spirit she found. Now she needed some time to herself, what she found, finds a